We go next to Germany, which is debating gender-neutral language. The nature of German makes it a bigger change than elsewhere, though a 2018 law officially recognizes more than two sexes. Esme Nicholson has more from the city of Hanover.
Like many languages, gender in German isn't denoted by personal pronouns alone. German nouns are gendered, but in the plural, the masculine is used by default. And that's a contentious issue. In 2018, a new federal law stipulated that all official documents, from birth certificates to passports, must include three options: male, female, and diverse. Since then, gender-neutral language has become more commonplace. Lufthansa recently ditched the phrase ladies and gentlemen. German scholars are preparing a gender-neutral edition of the Bible. And in some cities, it's an official directive.
Ladies and gentlemen, next stop Hanover.
This is Hanover, whose residents have a reputation for speaking the most standard variant of German. Hanoverians have been encouraged by City Hall to use gender-sensitive language for almost two decades, avoiding the generic masculine whenever possible. It was the first major city to use the so-called gender star, an asterisk placed within a noun to refer to men and women and non-binary people alike. Annika Schach was the city's communications director at the time.
Using gender-neutral language or the gender star has less to do with wanting to change the world and more to do with accepting reality. Society is not only made up of men, but women, intersex, and non-binary people too. And the language we use must reflect this.
But that message has not reached everyone. Hendrik, a lawyer who wouldn't give his last name for fear of getting in trouble with his employer, says he can't stand the gender star.
Once you start addressing the third gender, it's not long until you're required to address a fourth or a fifth. And for me as a lawyer, this gets too complex linguistically. Legal texts are not there to serve such grievances. There are more important issues in this world.
He's not the only one who takes issue. When Germany's foremost dictionary, Duden, started removing the generic masculine from entries in its online edition, a small but vocal group launched a petition to save the German language from Duden. Oliver Baer, one of the signatories, says language does nothing to fix societal inequities.
Gender mainstreaming appears to me like a diversion, really. Women are being called persons with a menstruation background. Of course, one can do this sort of thing, but that's more cabaret than anything else.
Gabriele Diewald, a linguistics professor at the University of Hanover, disagrees.
The generic masculine is not a grammatical must. Claims to the contrary are deliberate attempts to continue marginalizing women and other genders.
Diewald says that while gender-neutral language upsets the tabloid press, other media organizations have encouraged its acceptance. Klaus Kleber anchors Germany's biggest nightly television news show, Heute Journal. He was one of the first news hosts to adopt gender-neutral language.
Und jetzt das Heute Journal mit Gundula Gause und Klaus Kleber.
You get reluctant and rare praise for it, but you get a lot and vehement opposition to it.
He even articulates the gender star from time to time, which he renders using a suitably linguistic glottal stop. But he doesn't judge those who don't use gender-neutral language, nor does he use it religiously.
I speak to 4 to 5 million people every evening, and they want to be respected. Those who are on one side of this issue and those who are on the other side of this issue. And I want to signal to both sides, I'm not excluding anybody.
Back in Hanover, Kerstin Krominger, who works in the arts, says it's painful to see how ugly the debate has become.
I'm all for inclusive language, but I encounter a lot of aggression when I use it. Either that, or I'm dismissed as being too niche.
But Krominger says she won't be deterred from addressing more than just cisgender men, especially, she says, if most of them are not listening anyway. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson. In Hanover.